So authenticity is being consistent in how you express what is important to you. That's what I think the authentic, that's how you show up, whether it's at work, whether it's you're an entrepreneur and you're creating your own platform. Your branding is your character, it's who you are.
A growing health, wellness, and leadership podcast designed for you to become your most empowered self.
Great day, amazing humans. Welcome to the Empowered in My Skin podcast, where our mission is to help 1 billion people in this world think in more empowering ways. Empowered humans empower humans, so you are the right spot to become a lead domino for empowerment today. So let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans. Yes, welcome to the next episode of Empowered in My Skin. And I'm quite excited because I want to start by telling you that every opportunity begins with a story. And the one you tell about who you are and what you bring to the table. But your voice holds power, yet too often it's dimmed, softened, or silenced. And today's guest is deeply committed to helping professionals reclaim the narrative, elevate their presence, and step into opportunities with clarity, purpose, and intention. So please join me in a big, massive, gigantic welcome. I'm going to say it for my friend, Sharon Fletcher. It's my pleasure to interview the interviewer. Yes.
Oh,
yes,
my goodness.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, signature starting question for you.
Okay.
Is what has been your most empowering thought of the day so far?
Okay. Yeah, this morning I woke up and I have incorporated doing short meditations in the morning. They really help me just set the tone for the rest of the day. They help me ground myself, get clarity, and become present. And it was really important for me to be clear today so I could really be my true, authentic self in this conversation. So clarity.
Clarity,
clarity,
clarity, clarity. I love it.
And
something I started to do in season 8, which is this season, I told you you're actually episode 380. Imagine that.
Ooh,
and we had a little bit
of
a B-roll inspiration around that. I might have to ask you to kind of refrain, like say that again, because I thought it was really powerful. But our last guest left you a question.
Okay.
So how would you define personal greatness?
Ooh. How would I define personal greatness? I think personal greatness is linked to clarity of self, which makes you be your most authentic self. Being true to yourself is just the cornerstone, the foundation of greatness.
I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I thought
if you're not clear on who you are and you don't have that foundation, then you can't develop and evolve and be your best self for others.
Yeah. And it's funny because in the B-roll, we were also talking about like you being episode 380. And you were congratulating me for staying committed. And I said, it's quite easy because it's my opportunity to use this platform to share empowering messages to the world. And you felt that that's not something that you see often.
Yeah. You know, I was saying that for you and I, because we run into each other in many spaces where there's leaders and people who are doing some really dynamic, powerful things, right? As we are as well, I humbly say, humble brag. But I've been both an employee and an entrepreneur. And I recall when I would be sitting at the desk in my job before I'd ever been in front of a camera and been in rooms and spaces with people who they initiate things, they start things that other people benefit from. And that's what you have done. This is a platform that other people can come on and become visible and help people and connect with people. This is not light work. And the thing is, because it's your gifting and you do it like oxygen, it work and play become like blurred, right?
Yeah.
But this is for someone who, if this is not their natural skill and ability, this is a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work even when it is your skill. But there's preparation. There's so much thoughtfulness that you've put into this so that we could all show up. And everybody wins and everybody looks amazing. You make us look great.
There's a really great Shiro in my life, thought leader also. And I constantly say whenever it comes up for me, just in conversation, she often talks about where there's conviction, there's capacity. And so a lot of times I think what you just described, some people don't do it because they don't think they have the time.
Oh,
right. So forget about that. They have the ability, the skills. These days it's so much easier because there is so much assistance. There's so much assisted tools that make sharing your message, building stories, all of this easier.
Yeah.
More accessible, I'm going to say. Not because ease is it's still difficult
relative,
because you still have to put some creativity in it. Mm-hmm. But I truly do believe when you're convicted, it starts with conviction. What are you so convicted about that your life is here to demonstrate, to amplify, to expose to the world, that nothing is going to hold you back from doing it?
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you're convicted about that, then capacity gets created.
No, absolutely. And, yeah,
and you get the time. Mm-hmm.
The conviction is what's going to carry you through the challenging moments.
That's right.
When you're not passionate and really dedicated to something and your why is not powerful, when you get obstacles and setbacks, it's much easier to get discouraged and stop.
Mm-hmm.
So grateful to be the 380th person
that gets
to have this meaningful experience with you.
Thank you. I love the way you framed that, and that's why I wanted you to more so share it with the world.
Mm-hmm.
So in your empowering thought, you brought up the word authenticity, and it's interesting because I'm kicking it off. And by the way, just before I go there, in your bio that you shared with us, you talked about being a visibility coach.
Mm-hmm. Or, yes, that's part of the work that I do with people is with the personal, I'm a personal brand strategist.
Yes.
And within that, I'm helping people really get clear about how they show up how they're communicating who they are and the value that they bring.
Okay.
And so how we know each other is through my platform, Blacks Inspire. And that's a platform that helped give people visibility. Like, this is giving visibility. But there is, of course, an art to that, how you show up. And it comes back to what we were discussing in the beginning, being clear about who you are, being comfortable, empowered in your skin.
Yeah.
Right? And once you're clear about who you are, what you stand for, what you believe in, what you're convicted about, then I also help people, you know, really tap into how they can show up, what their visibility should look like, that is very unique and authentic to who they are.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I love
really
that.
Important.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So keeping on the theme of authenticity, we hear it a lot, especially more so now than ever. And I remember start to hear it even in the corporate spaces, like bring your authentic self to work. So definitely in leadership spaces, but from your experience, what does it actually look like to lead authentically, especially in places and spaces where you may not always be seen or understood?
Mm-hmm. I think that leading authentically is, you know, other than what's becoming what seems like a catchphrase, it's more than just, authentic leadership is more than just your title. It's not necessarily showing up perfected and refined and saying all the things that we think people want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Being consistent about your message and how you communicate about who you are, so important to be consistent about that. That's where authenticity shows for itself, that you don't even have to use the word authentic anymore because you get known for your values and how you've communicated consistently, what you believe in, what you stand by, what you will stand 10 toes down on, you will die on this hill for type of thing, right? So authenticity is being consistent in how you express what is important to you.
Hmm.
That's what I think the authentic, that's how you show up, whether it's at work, whether it's you're an entrepreneur and you're creating your own platform. your branding is your character. Mm-hmm. It's who you are.
That's right. It's who you step out to be. It's you without the masks. I always say it's you without the pretend, you without the defend, you without the protect, and you without the like nothing to hide is
yes.
Truthfully, you're probably your most authentic human.
And you know, as you say all those words, what comes to mind is there's so much vulnerability in being authentic. I think that's what's really scary for people. Are we, as a community and a society, it's all fine and dandy to tell people, show up and be your authentic self. Are you making it safe for me to be authentic? Can I really express what I think and what I believe? You know, so there's strategy in how much of your authentic self you reveal, time and place, right?
Based on the environment that's been curated, that's based on, so that's where the ownership is on those that create these systems.
Yes.
To ensure they are creating systems where people feel, I'm going to use your word, safe.
Yeah.
To really kind of show up and know that there's no repercussions for them being truly who they are.
Yes.
And we're all going to make mistakes, right? Like, so it's almost like it's that error-free kind of culture that says we learn from our mistakes. I mean, if you continue to make mistakes, there's things that need to be addressed. But I'm typically saying that people will play hard if they know that they can play hard and know that if they showed up well and they showed up with integrity, with strong value systems, then that's what's going to be rewarded.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
The intention must be like glaring that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I love these spaces. And so many people are doing incredible work behind the scenes in some of these spaces, actually, yet they still feel overlooked.
Okay.
And, you know, but why do you think that there are so many capable professionals who I think we might argue I'm showing up authentically, but still feel unseen? So what do you think might be missing in how they are showing up and positioning themselves? Because sometimes, I mean, there's an environment. I always say culture is the air you bring, politics is the air you bring in the environment that you're in. It's the air you breathe in the environment that you're in. Let me say that better. And in an environment, you can see two people. You can see one person that's completely coming in, will tell you that they're bringing their authentic self. They feel comfortable. Right. They feel great. And you have somebody else as well, same environment, who's not feeling seen or overlooked. So the question I will start, because this is more about being empowered in your skin, let's talk to those people. What could they do in those type of things where really if we sit back and we say, I think the environment is ripe for people to show up. This person, however, for whatever reason, is still not able to position themselves in a way where they feel unseen and overlooked.
Right.
I hope I kind of,
That was
a big preamble for that.
This one I relate to very much so because one thing I should let you know about myself is you and I met mainly because of the community platform that I co-founded called Blacks Inspire. And then I will get into that a little bit more. But what a lot of people, most people don't know about me, especially in our shared community spaces, is that I spent 21 years as a federal public servant. And the work that I did was mainly focused on people, but it also included advocacy, diversity, equity, and inclusion. And then, of course, in my community work, I felt the need to create, I co-founded Blacks Inspire and created a space where people could have meaningful conversations, create experiences, shared experiences, and feel connected and visible, create visibility. But I think there is two things. The space, like you said, the systems, the space needs to feel safe. But secondly, I saw a common pattern in my professional and my community work. The people being overlooked or feeling underrecognized. And I believe, because that was also something I experienced as well, is that it's not for lack of ability. These are talented people doing great work, but they're not positioning themselves well. They're not being clear on communicating the value that they bring. You know, if I tell you that I'm a consultant or even a business consultant, it's so broad, right? You know, but if I tell you I am helping people get clarity on who they are so they can strategically brand themselves in spaces and communicate their value more clearly so they are understood and then they can attract the opportunities that they desire. That's very different than I'm a business consultant, right? So I'm telling you specifically what I do, what the value it's going to bring, and how I can help you. And you do this too, Nietzsche. Please, am I?
Yes.
And no. Nietzsche.
Not even close.
Say it again for me.
Yeah, Nkechi.
Nkechi. Nkechi.
Nkechi. Did I say? Nkechi. You can call me NK.
NK.
For today, call me NK. Make me easier.
NK. Yeah. Forgive me, NK.
No, yeah. It's okay. It's okay.
You are doing this. So you're actually a great example of someone who does it well. You know, I know you came from a tech background, but you created this Empowered in My Skin, and you are showing people how they can lead authentically and show up intentionally being who they are in a space. Am I correct in saying that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You see? And so that's why when I was invited to speak on your platform, it was a instant check mark for me. Because I knew exactly what you do. I know exactly the value that you bring, right? Mm. And so this is the work that I'm excited about doing for people. And I was really already doing this through my platform, Blacks Inspire. I would do this work for nonprofit organizations. You know, I have done this many other times behind the scenes for people, even in some of the advocacy work that I did. And so it was just a natural evolution. It just made total sense to now do this with professionals and help them get very strategic and intentional about how they communicate who they are and what they are bringing, showing their value. I think people aren't positioning themselves and showing their value in the best way that they possibly can, and not for not being great, but this is where you get someone to assist you in doing this side sort of thing, because you're so busy being great at what you're doing. And this is a very specific skill.
I love the value. First of all, I love the value work more so because I fundamentally believe that every single human on this platform has value. Many of us, unfortunately, from my experience, don't spend a lot of time figuring out what that is. I think the other thing about being one who's convicted and understands their value and walks into a room, I think what happens so organically well and unconsciously to them is that they then allow the value of others to also take up space as required in that room. Because it's almost like, I always say, like, you know your lane, you know your value lane, you know, this is your lane. And as a result of it, there's likely somebody else in the room that doesn't have, that has the value where your lane, where the boundaries of your lane end, and then they can pick that up, and you allow, and then it becomes more like you start to create this beautiful tapestry of like culture and ideas, and we collaborate better together. But when you don't know your value and you're sitting in a room and at a table and somebody else is speaking, suddenly you're feeling overlooked by them, when in reality, whatever they're saying, they're seeing it informed from their unique combination of skills, talents, experiences, you know, credentials, and all this and the other that they uniquely possess.
Yes.
And meanwhile, you're overlooking your own set of evidence and experience and qualifications that you possess in that moment at that time, right?
Yes.
And so, you know, the minute you walk into the room, you have to know your value enters with you. You don't get the value after you've entered into the room. You bring the value in, and guess what? You also increase the value out. So as you leave, you've created more value, right? So I think that, you know, I love, I mean, that work is so important.
No, exactly. And taking the time to get clear. I mean, I don't, when I spoke about doing my meditation in the morning, I know that there's that whole wellness community and some people might look at it as woo-woo. But if there's one thing that during the lockdown has showed us when we had time, we had no choice but to confront ourselves.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, it could have been painful. It could have been scary. It could have been uncomfortable. But the other side of that has been amazing. And it's really getting comfortable with taking the time to be quiet. Or I use guided meditations that help me be clear. I use guided meditations. I use affirmations to reinforce the programming in here, because we've had years of other programming that may not be to our benefit. And to show up as someone who is starting something or initiating something, you're putting yourself out there. It really takes a certain mindset to do that. So the more that you pour into yourself and take the time to understand your strengths and the things where you're not so strong, it's very okay to know that too. That can also be very empowering. Sometimes you're led to do something that doesn't only solve what solves your problem, solves somebody else's challenges, addresses someone else's challenges too.
Yeah.
Being not visible or feeling like you're not visible, right? As I said, having that experience myself made me kind of sit back and think, And once I solved it for myself, and I was like, oh, this is so exciting, you know? And yeah, let me show some others how to do it too, because when people are so skilled and talented, it is such a shame to say, be at a conference or be in an event and think only the people in this space are going to get to enjoy, you know, what's happening here. Visibility is so important so that, you know, the information gets so more broadly shared and we can all keep elevating and evolving and, you know, doing what we're here to do.
Yeah. We have so much true line in terms of messages that we share, because the one, that one resonates for me a lot, because especially just having this, the privilege to speak in so many different forums, I often start by saying, please do not leave this experience being the same, because you're going to spend time and effort and energy here and you're going to be ingesting stuff. And yeah, sometimes there's overload. Like I, especially when I run an event, I try to keep the content to a minimum because people can only retain so much. But there is something about the importance of, if we're going to spend time, sometimes resources, whether it's whether it's time or money and energy in these spaces, know that there's something there for you to take and to then further amplify that and to empower, use to empower somebody else, right? Like that effectively then becomes the empowering moment. So I love that you said that.
Yeah.
Every time that you or I show up just being ourselves, that is doing something for somebody.
Yeah.
You know, just the fact that we show up and in our showing up, we're saying it is okay to be yourself. That alone, I think, especially for women, is so uplifting. Because every time I see another woman show up and do her thing, I'm like,
and oh, taking up her space. I know.
Taking up the space and being her like full self, you know, like I'm moving my hands. I'm so expressive, right? But I feel comfortable to be able to be my full self. Now you're going to get the real, you're going to get the real juice. You're going to get all the good things that you need to get from me. The energy as well. Yeah. Not just the words, but the energy, the positivity, you know, it all of it. It's like this amazing battery charge. And I think we need that in this world.
Yeah.
And we need that to, as I say, continue, even when it's challenging in whatever business you are doing, whatever project you are taking on, however you want to show up at work or in an event space. We need that. We need everyone to show up being their true selves, because it really is this domino of positivity.
Domino effect of empowerment. I something that came up to me, and it's brand spanking new because I'm going through a recovery journey. I had hip replacement surgery in mid-February. And something you just said, because I certainly have not unpacked this journey fully. I mean, I'm just in the bowels of it. Mm-hmm. But it resonated with me is like, I had the opportunity to speak on a couple of stages, a few stages now, okay. three in total. And one of them was a couple of days over a week from my operation. So I was full on, like, on pain medication. I had my walker and my cane. So I had to use my walker to move around indoor, outdoor, and I had my cane to be able to navigate stairs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I remember leading up to that event, the apprehension I had in terms of, and probably some shame, right? Like me in Kei-Ching Hwa for like hip replacement surgery, the world's going to see this. They're probably, who's going to feel inspired seeing me? Like, you know, they're used to all of my energy and all this and the other. And, and I remember all of those things came up for me. And then they weren't there anymore. Like, then suddenly the event day was here. Then suddenly mm-hmm. they're announcing me and suddenly I'm on stage. And I call it God because I prayed. I said, God, mm-hmm. I give this experience to you and I'm a vessel and I ask you to work through me. Mm-hmm. And now on the other side of it, I realized that what I shed was any shame, right? And what I recognize is that in this moment, the circumstance that I'm finding myself in physically has nothing to do with who I am authentically. And I think that's the work a lot of us need to do is being able to shed, like, it's deeper. Like, the hip replacement and the recovery is an experience I'm having to navigate.
Yes.
The authenticity is who I am navigating that experience. So it's like, right. I am the observer of me going through that experience. That's my authentic self. And that is what I recognize allowed me to then sit and deliver one of the most powerful talks I've ever delivered in my life.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And what I'm hearing you say is that in embracing, it sounds to me like you got clear on, hey, this is something that's happening to me. This does not define me.
Doesn't define me. And if I, like, sorry, this is not my episode, but just one quick thing I recognize that. I recognize that in that moment where before my legs would carry me around the stage and I used my legs for power, I had to mm-hmm. dig in. I was able to sit and recognize in that moment, no, my legs never gave me the power.
It was always
the legs
you
moved
and God.
From my power, right? And that's probably why it even felt more powerful because I was so stationary and so controlled mm-hmm. and so sure that I was exactly where I needed to be. You know, I share that because, again, I haven't unpacked this, but because of what you just said, thank you for bringing that up in me.
Yeah, no. And I want to say, I'm so sorry that you were having those challenges, and I'm happy that you're on the road to recovery. And I think that is a great example of the inspiration of the power of someone taking the time to get clear, because that could have been such a different event had you not got clear around, hey, who I am is very different than whatever situations kind of befall onto me. Mm-hmm. Right. And I love what you said about I'm the one who carries myself to the stage. My power, it's not necessarily my legs, because you were able to get up there, right? With your legs not working how they normally work due to recovering from the mm-hmm. hip replacement. So again, just the clarity of really understanding who you are and what your superpowers are and what you bring, the value you bring anywhere you go is so powerful. And that whole audience, like you said, you gave one of the most empowering talks you've ever given. Everybody in that room benefited from you getting clear and being very aware of who you are and not showing up perfectly, right? Like, I'm leading this, or I am whatever title. It's like, I don't have to be perfect, but the core of who I am, that staying steady and consistent enables me to deliver what I need to deliver the people I'm serving.
Thank you. So I want to touch on branding.
Okay.
And I mean, I'm pretty sure in the work you do, people can quickly define the brand of clothing that they're wearing.
Right.
But then when you ask them, tell me about your brand, you know, they don't really have a clear. So, you know, and they think about promoting. I know a lot of people have this misnomer that personal branding is about being loud, promoting yourself and kind of tuning your own horn. Mm-hmm. But how do you help people see personal branding instead of like self-awareness, and is really understanding back to that whole that comes from understanding their value that they bring into the rooms that they enter?
Yes, people will think branding is all the flashy visuals and it's being on social media and all the followers, and it's so much more than that. As we were saying earlier, like, I am my brand, you are your brand, your integrity, your values, what you stand for, that's your brand. And how you communicate that consistently is also very important, because being consistent makes you trustworthy.
Mm.
It's important for your brand to be trustworthy. You know, I think what I can safely say about both of us is who you are seeing here today having this conversation is also who we are in person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not meeting, you know, NK being very generous of her platform and kind to me, and then I'm going to meet her in person and she's standoffish and cold and not a, you know, a girl's girl, you know. So consistency is important.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes people trust you. When people trust you, then they're like, okay, I can collaborate with you. I want to invite you now to be part of my network and my platform, because my credibility won't be hindered by working with you. So people need to understand they are their brand, or if it's a company, knowing your why and what you stand for and staying consistent with that. Like if you are helping the environment, stay consistent with helping the environment. Let's say you do clothing and then all of a sudden you're doing fast fashion. Well, it's like, and feel that, what do you stand for? And it's okay to be more passionate about fashion, and maybe you're not as passionate about how it gets manufactured, but whatever it is that you are passionate about, be clear on that and be consistent around that. I also want to speak to that. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to be one dimensional. You know, it doesn't mean that I'm a brand strategist here, but I can't also like doing my hair and makeup. You can be multidimensional. Again, it's how you communicate and curate that, right? So you have to.
I feel
to be
like
clear
when
first.
You say that, your brand is not necessarily the product. Your brand is who you are that represents the product.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
So in that, in being multidimensional, and just to confirm, that individual still has how many brands?
Okay. You're still the one brand.
One brand. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You're still the one. Yeah. You're still that one brand. You know, it's like I can be a mother and I am a daughter and I'm an entrepreneur. Like we are so many things. I can be passionate about food and I can love cooking, and it's okay. I think it's amazing how even social media has evolved where, you know, you can showcase all these different aspects of yourself. But I think what has to be clear is that you are definitely not being a caricature of what you think you should be or what you see other people who are leading in that industry or in that space being.
Mm-hmm.
Just be comfortable to be yourself. People can see it. They can tell if you are imitating someone else. You know, I'd rather be like an authentic Sharon than a poor man's Oprah. Do you know what I mean? And I just say that because before, when I was younger, a lot of people used to reference that I kind of looked like Oprah, or I would remind them of Oprah, right? And she is someone I draw a lot of inspiration on around how she interviews people. I love how she interviews people.
Oh, she's really good. I know.
But then I kind of said to myself, you know what? I still, within that, I have to be Sharon. Because if I try to be Oprah, I'm just like a really like Timu or Shein version of Oprah. Right? And I want to be me, right? And people can sense that and see right through that. They can see right through any of the too perfectly curated version of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think so, it's great to show up vulnerable.
As you've been doing this work for a while, and as you think about the proliferation of AI,
mm-hmm.
and how much AI can be used to make and create,
mm-hmm.
how do you feel it is impacting brand awareness or brand authenticity or brand clarity
mm-hmm.
with folks out there?
I love AI. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. I think it definitely helps to do the work faster and streamline it. And I think it is a great aid and that people shouldn't shy away from it. However, you still need the person to curate and understand your, like for me, I still need to understand my client. I still need to speak to you and understand your story. Hear you speak. I'm going to see things in you and decipher what really makes, you know, NK, NK, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we can together collectively decide if we want to use AI to tweak language, you know, if it comes up with some better wording. But really streamlining and clarifying your brand, I think that people still do that work.
Okay.
You know, I think it, you know, the AI, ChatGPT or Claude can help you with framing some of your language, but it can't help with deciphering and getting really clear on your value system and how you're going to now then do the storytelling and curate yourself on platforms like a LinkedIn.
Okay.
Or even knowing strategically, you know, which platforms are ideal. It can give some recommendations. I know AI can do a lot of things, mm-hmm. but I think it is still a tool that enhances the work that we're doing.
I think that's the key. So I always say collaborate with AI.
Yeah.
I think where I was more so going is these days, sometimes you're looking at videos and you're like, is that AI or is that the real person?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That still needs work.
Right. I think that there's still the propensity, or there's greater opportunity for people to create a false brand using AI, like AI mm-hmm. tools, than has ever existed in art in the history. Right.
Yeah.
So that's more so what I was calling out. Like, but I mean, I use it every day, all day throughout my personal, professional life.
Same.
It's so important to use it. But I think my question more so is in your work, are you, like, even as you look at other people and how they're branding themselves, are mm-hmm. you finding the misuse of AI where people are creating false personas, false branding, and hiding behind AI?
Wow. I think just like yourself that there's some of them, and the fact that you're even going, is that AI?
Yeah.
That in itself
is probably not authentic.
It's problematic, right? and shows that in itself demonstrates that while AI is a wonderful tool that can enhance what we're doing and we use it in collaboration, it still doesn't take over authenticity. Mm-hmm. You know, it really mm-hmm. comes back to that, you know? I like seeing a real human being. Like, I love Gary Vee. I love Gary Vee. You know, he's got the best potty mouth on the planet, but man, is his message ever powerful.
Yeah,
but you see, look at him. He's being his authentic self.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody would have told him, oh, swearing and using profanity like that, oh, it's unprofessional, don't do it.
Yeah.
But he is his authentic self.
He survived the best, yeah.
He shows up, man, 10 toes down, and he says it. And I don't think that there's, at least not today, an AI that could replicate or outdo a Gary Vee. Or listen to Gary Vee every day, all day, before I'd watch another video where I'm kind of going, is that a real person?
Mm-hmm. I think one thing, just because you're bringing up Gary Vee and we haven't really talked about that, is I think the one thing that sets, like, people like Gary Vee, there's many others, but since we're using him as an example, is that he knows that not everybody's for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't care. He is not,
he's, okay.
he's not playing to those that are not for him. And he's okay if you continue to swipe. He's actually also okay if you comment in his swipe, because he knows that he's just stolen your attention.
It doesn't really, the technology doesn't really care. Yes. Whereas if it was a person, they'd probably be like, oh, this is negative. No, no, no. You know, so yes. Another thing I was going to say in regards to Gary Vee is, yes, you will attract your tribe. He's quite comfortable with who is for me is for me. And you're supposed to be here. And if it's not for you, that's okay. That is really okay. And that's where, again, the beauty, Gary Vee is very clear on who he is. Like, that's so obvious, right? And he's really positioned himself as a thought leader in marketing. He's brilliant.
He's brilliant. And I think the biggest message I've heard from him this year that's actually just helped me is he's like, stop with the perfection, y'all. Like, just go and do it. Like, leave my post and go and post something. Like, you know, and he's in a real, real way, he's trying to see people say that intrinsically within them, there's value and they don't need anything more to be able to go out there and express themselves. And if anything, they're robbing the world if they're not. You know, I really loved how he digs his heels into that.
I think one of the other superpowers of Gary Vee, and is also a very big tenet of personal branding, is people make an emotional connection with him and his message. Mm. He's so relatable. They're connecting with what he's saying. He is speaking to the person who doesn't feel confident enough to create content. He's speaking to that person saying, hey, look at me, raw, doing it all the ways that people say you shouldn't do it. And look at the results. Yeah. And if I can have these results and I show up here, not polished, not perfect, so can you.
Can you?
And it's okay. So when we are ourselves, back to what I was saying earlier, the empowering thing is by us giving ourselves permission to show up in our authentic selves, we give other people permission. And how much more do we benefit from someone like Gary Vee? You know, that also is going to help someone else who has something valuable to share and bring to the world do their thing that we will all ultimately benefit from, or the majority of us will benefit from. Maybe not everybody, because not everyone is for everyone. And that's okay. But the personal connection.
Yeah.
You know, he does a lot of storytelling, right? Yeah. And so that's also what's so powerful about the brand.
He does this so raw too, not perfect. And he's in large part why I'm here sitting at 380, because by now I thought I should be in a studio, this should be live and all this and the other. And I'm not quite there yet, don't have the funding I want to do, not yet doing ads. And it's like Gary Vee's message, just keep showing up, keep showing up. Keep showing up. It might be episode 500 when I get there, you know, but the minute I stop, right. But the minute I stop, I've lost the race. Right. So because he touched on confidence, this will be, and then I'll take you through Rapper Thrivers after this, but a lot of people let's just continue down the true line of what we're talking about with Gary Vee and what he does so well, but so many people wait until they feel confident. Like you actually just said that. You know, so what are some small practical ways, Sharon, that you can maybe share from your experience that someone today can say, you know, that can start showing up, forget about confidently, but with all
just
of their imperfections, with their value right exactly where it is, with whatever they have around them, what would be some tangible ways that people can start to show up?
Well, I think you spoke to it too, right? Like, don't wait for things to be perfect. Don't be afraid for things to even, you know, fail. And as I say, fail fast and fail forward, meaning that just try it, but consistently show up. You know, when I thought of this evolution to doing the personal branding, there was a part of me that was going, this is new and, you know, I've done this a little bit, but have I really done this? And then I had to think about, wait a minute, Sharon, that's not true. You did this in your platform, Blacks Inspire. It's just that you did it in a different way. Now you're doing it more structured. So I think there's something for, again, taking the time to pause and say to yourself, you know, what you're doing right now, you've actually been always practicing this, probably in some shape or form in some other area of your life. Mm-hmm. And now you're just shifting it over to a platform where you're in front of people, you know, and being able to reflect on your past experience of doing something several times can give you confidence to say, let me continue doing this. I have done this before. It may have looked different. It may have been under different circumstances, but I do this. You know, I am a great speaker, or I do make people feel comfortable when they're around me, you know, or I am very empathetic and I am good at checking someone's body language and seeing how they're feeling and then knowing what is the thing to say or do to help them bring their best selves. Maybe I do that with my friends. Maybe I just do that with family. There's something that whatever it is that you're thinking of doing and bringing forward into the public eye, if you really think about it, you've always been doing it. It is not your first time doing it just because you've turned on a camera. Yeah. You know, it's not just the first time because you now opened up your social media account. You probably naturally do this. It's just that it may not always have been structured. It was probably more organic. Now you're going to fine tune it and build a system around it and structure it more so you can, you know, expand and really get out there and help the people you want to serve. So just do it like Nike. Do it. You've been doing it. Trust and believe, you've probably been doing it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. Feel the fear and do it anyway.
You know what's the most powerful word in that Nike logo? Just.
Just.
Because it's so simple.
Just do it. Just let it happen. Just go for it.
Yeah.
Don't overthink it. Just do it.
Now I'm going to take you through some rapid thrivers. When you think of someone who inspires you, who comes first to mind?
Oprah.
What is the daily
activity? Actually, my grandfather.
Oh.
Yeah. My grandfather was one of the first entrepreneurs in my family in Jamaica. It's my background. I have to do the obnoxious thing for my people. Jamaicans in the house. Okay, maybe we'll edit it. Maybe I won't do the gun sign. Maybe just. So my grandfather is one of the first entrepreneurs in the family. And till today, a lot of family members still live on that land. So he didn't even get to live to see that his great-greats still benefit from the initiative he took, the boldness to step forward and, you know, being a man of color in the Caribbean. And maybe at that time, it wasn't a lot of us who were land owners. Mm-hmm. He did that. He did that for the family. So
I love that.
Father.
That's nice. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. What is a daily activity that helps you with your thrive?
My meditation. Getting still and getting clear sets the tone for my whole day.
Amen. What is a book that has helped you with your thrive?
7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey.
That's a popular one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's an oldie but goodie.
Yeah, oldie but goodie, yes.
What is an app that helps you with your thrive?
ChatGPT. ChatGPT has become my, it was so funny. ChatGPT said back to me that it is my my wing woman.
Oh, wow. I love that. I'm your wing woman, Sharon. Yeah, that's
so nice. It's like, okay. Yeah, I'm maneuvering really some careful conversations and responses.
Yeah.
And it is saving relationships.
I put everything in there. So it really knows my life. And I love having that readily available. It is very, very powerful.
Yeah.
So what is one misconception that people have of you?
Oh. I think that it's not lost on me that I show up, you know, very curated, right? And that's more of like a upbringing thing, you know. You probably appreciate this too. It's like the family's like you represent your family, so you show up well. But I think that I am way warmer and personable and more accessible than people might think.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that I come off so polished and professional and maybe even a bit serious, especially when I was in community capturing stories. I was very focused on, I'm here to interview a person and I'm laser focused on what I'm there to do. And I'm also curating a story at the time. And I didn't always get to mingle with people after. But then when people would meet me, they'd be like, oh. And I was thinking, why are you having that reaction? I'm friendly. But I now see that, you know, I guess what they say, our representative, my representative, doesn't give off as warm and friendly as I am.
I think so. I mean, for those of you that are watching on YouTube, the pink jacket is the pink jacket she's got on. She's got some nice pink lipstick on. And she looks, her smile is very contagious. So, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
So where do we find more of you online?
Yes. So I am on LinkedIn. Okay. So guys, if you've ever felt overlooked and underrecognized, just know that it's not necessarily because of your abilities. It could just be that you haven't positioned yourself correctly to communicate who you are and really showcase the value of what you bring. So if that resonates with you, come check me out on LinkedIn under Sharon Fletcher. Okay. And send me a message and we can arrange to have more of a conversation.
Okay. I'll add your link on in the show notes. And I stole this from The Diary of a CEO. Loved. Okay. I mean, I watch you so often that I just kind of, I was like, what would it be like if I did that on my podcast? I'm just doing it a little bit differently. But what question, would you like to leave a question or a word of wisdom for the next guest?
Ah, a question for the next guest. Oh, my. Okay. A word of wisdom.
Or a question.
I think I'm going to leave a word of wisdom,
okay,
which would be show up, continue showing up with authenticity.
Okay.
Yeah. Keep showing up in your authenticity.
Love that. And now finish this sentence. I am empowered in my skin when?
Ooh, I'm empowered in my skin when I do this scary thing in spite of how I'm feeling.
Thank you. Thank you, Sharon Fletcher.
Thank you.
It has been a long time coming, but
goodness. Yeah. And I'm so grateful.
I love that. Well, we're grateful for you and to everyone that's listening. I trust that you are feeling empowered in your skin. And sadly, this is where I have to say, we're out.
We're out. Bye-bye.
There you have it. I trust that you're feeling more empowered in your skin. And as the late Dr. Maya Angelou says, when you get, you give, when you learn, you teach. So it would mean so much for us at EIMS if you share this episode and tag us or teach an insight that you learned from today's episode on your socials and tag us. And remember to go over onto iTunes and leave us a review or follow us on socials at Empowered in My Skin. But most importantly, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.